This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And we are back with Leslie for part two.
Let's get into it.
Last episode, we ended just about to talk about the breakup, the final moments between Gary and Leslie. Leslie, when Gary came back to your room that night, what did it feel like when he walked back in, and did you know what was potentially going to happen?
So when I heard the knock on the door, I knew.
Yeah, that woman's intuition kicked
in. Oh, yeah. I knew that this was it. It's happened before on the show, and I just knew mm-hmm. that it was that. It wasn't like I was going to open the door, and he's like, I love you so much. I just knew.
Yeah.
So that's why
he would just wait.
I was crying when he left, because right. what he did when he left, he put his head on my shoulder and started sobbing.
I know, yeah.
And I just knew. So when I opened the door, I was
crying.
Do
you think you knew in that moment mm-hmm. that it was,
Yeah,
because he was really emotional.
Yeah.
There was definitely a heaviness.
Yeah. Because as far as I knew, a few days before that, I was his choice. I was the one. Mm-hmm. So for him to be that emotional.
You knew it couldn't be a good sign.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Looking back, do you wish you had said or asked anything differently in the breakup? I feel like there's so many people that leave like a breakup and say like, I wish I'd said this or I wish I'd asked him that. And I mean, you obviously got a second chance to talk to him, but was there anything that was running through your head after he left? Or
to be honest, no.
Felt like you left it all on the table.
I think I said what I needed to say to him. Mm-hmm. I didn't, you know, I'm not gonna grovel. Obviously I was just blindsided. I said what I want to say. I just really wanted to get out of there mm-hmm. At that point and be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't, looking back, I don't have any regrets of how that went. Mm-hmm. I mean, I ugly cried, but, you know.
Not. You look great.
Oh, no.
You look great.
But, you know, when you're crying and your heart's breaking, you don't care what you look like.
Yeah. No, I think pretty crying was the least of your priorities in that moment. And that's okay.
Exactly.
We touched a little on your children and what they thought. But, you know, we all know that your brother was basically like your father. So how did he feel about all of it?
Well, it was very hard and very emotional for him to see, because on a good day, he gets mad at guys, growing up and stuff. And this was, and he's been through all my heartbreak with me and always been there for me. And the good times, the bad times, he's just everything. And he's my everything. And it was really hard for him. He just, like, last night he hugged and kissed me and had tears in his eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough. Do you want to touch on at all how your father passed away?
Yeah. I mean, and the reason why my brother is so important to me is because my dad dropped me off at school one day because I took a driving test and failed. And he said, I'll pick you up and we'll practice and you take it tomorrow. And it was February and the roads were icy and I just didn't pass. So
that's okay. I failed mine too.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better. But anyway, so, you know, back then there's no cell phones and I was waiting on my high school steps for him. And I waited and waited and waited and waited. And I was just about to go in and call my mom. And then my brother drove up. He was in the passenger seat and my cousin was driving. And he said, get in the car. And I said, Stu, I'm waiting for Dad. What are you doing here? You know, I'm 16 and he's like 21 or 22. And at that point in my life, he's just my pesky brother, you know?
Yeah.
And he goes, get in the car. Get in the car now. And I get in the car and I said, what are you doing here? Where's Dad? And he turned around. And he said, I'm your dad now. I said, what are you talking about? And then my dad went home and died by suicide. And I was the last person to see him. And it was really difficult. I mean, I was 16. My brother Robbie was 21. My brother Stuart was 22. My sister was 27. And we were all just.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't realize. I should have done my research. You have two other siblings.
I have three siblings. Yeah, okay. Besides my brother Stuart, I have my brother Robbie and then my sister Randy.
And what did they think about your whole journey in the show?
At first, my sister didn't want me to do it, but then she definitely came around, and now, of course, she's my biggest fan.
That's always how it works.
I know.
They always come around.
I know. They always do. She just very protective, too, because she's 11 years older, and she's watched the show since conception, and she didn't want me to put myself out there maybe like that, but she's very proud of me and all that, and my brother Robbie too. That my siblings are, I mean, I have an amazing family and all my cousins, and I'm very, very lucky. I have an amazing family.
That's so amazing. Any word from the exes? Any exes come out of the woodwork?
Yeah, there's been exes coming out, but too late.
Too late.
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't really break up and be mean about it. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, even my ex-husbands, I, Zach's dad, we were high school sweethearts and we are close. I mean, we've always been
How
close.
Old were you when you first got married?
21.
Okay.
21. So I was really young.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, Brad is great, you know. Mm-hmm. David, we've gone through, obviously, some hard things, you know. I've gone through some hard things, especially being married with him. But I can say now we're okay when we see each other and mm-hmm. we share children. And these children are half of both of us. And I don't want to ever say anything disparagingly about them because they are my children's father, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. What do you want people to know about you and your story with your ex-husbands? Because we saw a little bit of it. We know you're married twice, you were divorced twice, you have these beautiful children. What is something that you want people to know about, you know, you as a woman who's been divorced twice?
Yeah. Well, first of all, being divorced is not, you know, it's not like the plague. I mean, people.
It happens.
It happens. Yeah. And with Brad and I, we were just really young and we kind of just grew. But then I don't like to say grew apart. We just became different.
Yeah.
And, but if I needed something in the middle of the night, if I called him, he'd help me. Like he's just, you know, and I'm very good friends with his siblings and his cousins. And Minneapolis is a small, big town, so everybody knows each other. But with David, I mean, there was infidelities in that marriage. And I tried to keep my family together as long as I possibly could, knowing what was going on. And I just couldn't do it. I mean, I wanted to stay married. You know, that was all I wanted, was to be a wife, a mother, have a home, and, you know, have it all. But it didn't work out. And, you know, no fault of my own, but I couldn't stay married to someone and be in a marriage with three people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a different kind of marriage.
Yeah.
And I just, yeah. And my children, you know, they understand. They love their dad. They love me, you know. I don't talk bad about him because I have nothing bad to say.
Yeah. I think it shows a lot of self-confidence and self-esteem that you didn't want to stay in a marriage that you weren't happy in.
Yeah.
And you wanted to find a bigger, better love for yourself.
Yeah.
And I think everyone is rooting for you on that journey. Do you have like a celebrity crush, like someone that you want to slide into your DMs?
My celebrity crush, I know I've said this for a long time and it just stays the same. David Duchovny.
I actually don't know who that is.
No, that's
not. Oh, sorry.
Oh my God, you don't know?
Californication.
Californication.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Hello. X-Files. Funny story.
No, I know who that is.
So when I first went on the show, when I did Dancing with the Stars, I had to do GMA.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl working at GMA, she's like, oh, David Duchovny's coming on next. He watched your season. He's a fan. I'm like, oh my gosh,
Leslie, maybe he watched you.
And then I walked up to him. I shook his hand. I'm like, big fan, you know?
That's amazing. Can I touch you?
A moment with David Duchovny.
Yeah.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade. With the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Okay, let's talk, since we're talking about famous men, maybe one of the famous guys of all time. I'm a big Prince guy. Yeah, did you date Prince?
Tell us the story. Started from the beginning. Like, how did you meet him?
I remember when you first got introduced on the show, and then that was kind of like just like sprinkled in there. I'm like, wait, what?
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. So casually.
Mm. Well, it is, you know, I was 18, mm-hmm. and my cousin, his name is Bobby Z, he was Prince's drummer. But before even the Revolution came a band, he was Prince's friend. And they just were very good friends. Like, Bobby took him to get his driver's license and all that. And not only that, but my brother was his personal valet for 12 years. And my sister did his makeup. And so it's a very, you know, Minneapolis, everybody has a Prince story. But, you know, I have a good one. So Bobby introduced us. And we were the same age, and we were 18, and he was amazing. And he wasn't Prince then. He was Prince Light. And I'd go to his house, and he'd play guitar and sing for me. And, you know, he was an amazing person. And people think he's so quiet, but he's hysterical. He was just really funny. Again, the humor I loved. But anyways, so I was dancing in a fashion show. And Bobby brought him to the fashion show, and you know, he's kind of like hiding behind a pole, and I was coming down the stairs dancing. And after, he goes, "You are a sexy dancer. I'm gonna write a song about you." I'm like, okay. So anyways, but that song came out a little bit after, but we hung out and we just had such a great time. And then I graduated high school, and I went in. I was a professional figure skater in the Ice Follies. Hello. And then Prince started to become Prince. And every time, you know, he'd be in a city, like especially like in LA at the Forum, he drove the limo up that ramp, and all the girls saw me get into the limo. And then he'd be writing me these amazing letters throughout my time in the Ice Follies, and the girls would get their wine, and back then we smoked, okay. I only smoked for a couple of years, but, you know, we'd sit around, and it was the 70s. Mm. And I'd
drink wine, smoke cigarettes, and read letters from Prince.
So cool.
And the letters, I have to say, were a little explicit. And the girls that I'm still friends with from the Ice Follies, they still say, "God, remember we used to sit around and used to read." It was like, and they sit around just going, like that. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, so it was just, and then I came home for Christmas break, and we were, again, no cell phones, and we had a plan to meet at this certain location at midnight. Mm-hmm. And then I was at my cousin's house at a party that was very close to the certain location, and I kept looking at my watch, and then I had an hour. It's 11 o'clock. I got an hour. It takes me 5 minutes to get there. And then I see Brad, who was my first husband, across the room. I had known him before, but I see him, and he is so handsome, and he's got these sleepy eyes, and we started talking, and I'm looking at my watch. It's 11:15, 11:30, 11:40, 11:45. I'm like, I had to make a game time decision.
Yeah.
Do I stay? This could be my husband. Really?
Yeah.
And, or do I go to Prince, who probably not going to be my husband someday? I mean, I had to make that decision.
Lizzie, this is a movie. This is literally the plot of a movie. This is crazy. So, they're going to make a Hallmark movie about your life, for sure.
Oh, my God. There's so much more. But anyways, so 11:50, whatever. And I just made that decision to stay with Brad, because mm-hmm. I looked at him and I'm like,
You I might want, be the one.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I adored Prince, but at the end of the day, you know, I knew that. I mean, I'm only 18, and that's, you know, and I have my, I have the show to go back to, and then I did another show after that in Europe. So, but I knew that Brad would be like, he felt he was in love with me 3 years prior to that. So, you know, I made a decision, and we have this amazing son, Zach. And like I said, we're friends. But, yeah. So
not only did Prince write a song about you, you stiffed him.
You stood him up.
Love that. Okay, so let's talk about so let's talk about now. You just came off this fresh breakup, let's call it. Where are you at as far as just dating, getting back out there? Have you thought about it?
No, okay. I've not thought about it. It's just not, it hasn't worked out in the past. And so I don't know if it's my town I live in. I don't know if it's what it is. I really focus on my work and my kids and my grandkids. So sometimes if I go on a date, I'm sitting there going, I'd rather be with my kids. I'd rather be with my grandkids. And, you know, I have to maybe get out of that mode. That's why the show was good, because I got to focus on Gary.
Well, you got to be vulnerable, too. Yeah. You think you could open up again?
You know, Joe, that's a really good question, because being vulnerable, obviously, I got my heart broken, and I really don't want to go through that again right now.
Yeah.
But I don't want to put my walls up again either. I want to be open. It might take some time. That's all.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
So you're not ready yet. Yeah. And that's okay. You're going to take some time. Mm. But when you are ready one day, what are you looking for?
So when I know exactly what I'm looking for. I'm going to not lower my standards, but I'm not going to be so picky. Like, you know, I snowboard, I do surf, I do all these things. I don't need to find someone that does all those things with me. I love Broadway shows. Mm-hmm. I don't need someone to go to Broadway shows with me. I have my girlfriends. I just really want, at this stage of my life, I'm going to be 65 next in less than a month. I really just want someone to grow old with, and that keeps active and can do things with me. But just really just be still together even, or, you know, again, I want someone that makes me laugh. I want someone that loves life and someone that has a family where we can mesh our families together and they really click, and that loves dogs. And that's really all I want.
Yeah, you want a companion.
Yeah, I want a companion.
Yeah,
I do.
When we talk about your time on the show, it's hard because you did go through probably the toughest breakup on the show, and it's hard to kind of like look back and romanticize any of it, but it wasn't all bad. And when we do look back at your season, like, what are some moments that stand out to you that you're like, oh, that was so much fun?
Even with
the other women?
Yeah, well, every day with them was fun. And I mean, I definitely had hard times feeling my feelings and all that stuff. When you start feeling something and seeing them go on a date with someone else, it's that real life kind of comes into play. And that, for me, was hard because it brought up emotions of me, like, knowing my husband was someone else, you know, like that whole thing. But I loved our ATV date. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a perfect date for me, and I'm so glad I got to do that. I loved me coming out of the limo. I thought that was really fun. And, you know, there are other things that maybe wasn't on film, but just fun things that we did. And, you know, we had a, you know, no camera day, no mic day. And we went shopping, had sushi, watched a movie, you know, things like that. We just had fun together. And just getting up in the morning and having coffee and going and sitting by the pool and talking to the girls. I love that, you know. And so I wouldn't change anything. I just wish I could have exercised a little more. But, you know, but I swam. And, I had a wonderful time. And, you know, my time and my moments with Gary were special to me.
Yeah.
You know, he looked at me like I was the only girl in the room, which you know, other women felt that way too, and he does have a gift for that. That's for sure.
Many bachelors do, I will say.
Who are you closest with out of the women?
Well, I don't know if I can pinpoint like one person, but I have to say that, you know, Susan, Kathy, April, Joan, Sandra, Christina, who was my roommate, I adore her. Ellen, I just, my heart is with Ellen. Those were probably the girls I was closest with. Mm-hmm. And I love them all.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade. With the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
A lot of people leave the show and say they like learn a lot about themselves, or they take something away from it that they've learned about themselves or their life or something they want to do. What do you feel like you took away?
I feel like I took away that I can actually, even though I'm really nervous and stuff on camera, I can actually be articulate and hold my head up high at the end of the day. And last night, I brought myself to a different level. I mean, I feel like, wow, if I did that, I can do anything, to be honest.
So you found it to be very empowering.
Yeah, it was empowering. And just the fact that, you know, if you think about the scope of the viewership and the audience, you know, I just kind of was like, I'm not going to think about that. And I said what I wanted to say and all that. And other things that I brought away is that I'm very open-hearted, and I want to stay that way. I really don't want to close off anymore. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I need to give myself time and then, you know, find that person, but not just go through multiple people. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just want to focus on myself and my jobs and my family. Yeah. But I came out with having made so many good friends. And, of course, I know you guys understand this. You have friends outside of The Bachelor, and I love my friends. I cherish them. But these girls are the only girls that know mm-hmm. what you've been through.
Yeah.
So you do have that special bond with them.
It's a really special support system, especially, like, right after the show. Yeah. Because it's like you guys know what we all went through together.
Totally. Yep. Yeah. Totally.
Did you watch the breakup with Faith?
I did.
And what were your thoughts on that?
Well, my heart broke for her. Mm. And I remember that night, and we were just sitting separately, not speaking, waiting. And I wanted to talk to her so bad, but we couldn't really talk to each other. This was before. But I really, really thought it was going to be me and Faith at the end.
Yeah.
I did. So I was shocked. And I wish I could have held her and cried with her a little bit. It's just so hard because she's gone, you know. But my heart broke for her.
Yeah. I feel like you and her, more than anyone, probably have a really special bond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to. I mean, you know, I haven't really talked to anyone that much since I got home. I text here and there, but I definitely, she reached out to me this morning and gave me such a sweet text. So, yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play a fun little game with you before we do.
Okay.
If, let our listeners know, like, if there's anything else you want to tell us about yourself, or anything, what do you want to leave this podcast on?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm just, like I said last night, I was unapologetically myself through this whole process, and I can be proud of that. And maybe that's what I take away. Like, I was myself. I also know that if I didn't have feelings for Gary, I probably would have self-eliminated and made space for another girl, because if I didn't have feelings for him, you know, I don't, it wasn't about the TV thing for me. It was about really finding
out. I don't think anyone who watched it can doubt that you had real feelings for Gary. And if they do, they need to go back and watch the season again.
Yeah. I might not watch it, but
that's
like.
That's okay. No, you don't need to watch it. I think you lived it. You lived it.
I think you're good. All right. Let's do this rapid fire questions. You ready? First thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Okay.
All fun, easy questions. Okay. Don't worry.
What is the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
Coffee.
What is your go-to ceremony cocktail?
Martini, dirty, olives.
Me too.
There we go. I knew Serena was going to be into that.
My drink at our wedding was an extra dirty martini, vodka, regular olives.
Oh my God, I love you.
What was the first concert you ever attended?
Oh my gosh, that was so many years ago.
You had a private concert with Prince.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, let's call it that.
Well, yeah.
What is your love language?
My love language is touch.
Do you have any dating deal breakers?
Yep. Can't be a smoker. And don't get too clingy.
And your name can't be Gary at the
moment. No more Gary.
No more Garys.
How many hours of sleep do you need every night?
I get about 6.
What is your favorite place in the whole world?
My favorite place in the whole world, I would have to say Vancouver.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Toronto. I'm a Canadian girl.
I went there in the Ice Valleys, and it was the most magical place for me.
Vancouver's amazing. Yeah. If you could only watch one movie on repeat for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, you're going to die. Clueless.
Oh, Clueless. I love Clueless. Joe loves Clueless, too.
I do not.
Yes, you do. You do.
Even if I do love Clueless, I've never even told you how I feel about Clueless.
Well, I know, because when we were in Paradise, you were like, oh, my God, I thought Cher and Dion were so hot when I was a kid.
Yeah. I did tell you that?
You did.
Wow, we talk about a lot in Paradise. I forget.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, I Will Survive.
If you could go on any other reality show, what would it be?
Amazing Race.
That'd be fun. That'd be very fun.
If you were to write an autobiography on yourself, what would it be called?
Ain't My First Rodeo.
And last but not least, do you believe at love at first sight?
I do. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Leslie, thank you so much for coming on Happy Hour.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks. I just adore both of you, and this is really special to me.
Good.
Thank you. And thank you to all our listeners for tuning in, and make sure to keep tuning in because we have exclusive episodes every week, new episodes every week, and subscribe to Happy Hour.
Yeah, we have lots more exciting interviews to come, so don't miss a beat, and thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.